Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, coming in here, let's give away a little HTO Jad on that IHOP hotline, 869-1240. We'll give you a free iced tea, more than 25 flavors, including the all-new Strawberry Passion. It's good. These cards you'll get are good for Derby or either Wichita location, east or west. You'll also get some free ring coffee on us here at Sports Daily. So first caller right now to the IHOP hotline for some free HTO. Good luck, everybody. Chad will get us a winner there. We appreciate everybody tuning in, listening in, watching, however it is you take in the show, Sports Daily. We appreciate that as we grow and do new and cool things. We always appreciate everybody hanging with us here. Been talking a lot about the NFL draft, obviously, round one tonight. We've been excited about it for a long time. It's also Major League Baseball season. The Royals trying to take 3 out of 4 against Toronto. That game, first pitch at 1:10, and you'll hear it here on KFH this afternoon. This is a big, big chance, big opportunity for the Royals. Tommy, I think things are settling in just a little bit here after, after a rough stretch there. I still want to really focus in on these next couple of weeks. But Alec Marsh has been the Royals' most steady starter, and they've had good pitching, but boy, what a revelation he's been. And then he gets hit by a line drive in the fifth inning yesterday, has to leave the game. X-rays, according to Aaron Rodgers after the game, were negative. It's a nasty bruise. The imprints there from the seams of the ball are on it. Says he plans on bouncing back and being okay. I don't know, Tom, if you've ever been hit by a ball that way. I have, in the face, actually, where I could see the seam. It hit me right in the eye. Whoa. I could see seam marks on there. But it went away. There was no damage done. So I know that kind of bruise because I've had it. So hopefully, if the X-rays are negative there, I mean, maybe you got to miss one time if the bruising is really sore. But I think sigh of relief, sort of like with Salvador Perez, in a season where injuries have just decimated Major League Baseball, the Royals have been pretty fortunate. They may have dodged a big bullet last night because Alec Marsh has been the guy. He has been their best reliever, Tommy. I mean, he's been their most consistent, we'll say, starter. What are we now, 5 times through the rotation?
Yeah, and I think that dodging a bullet is absolutely correct as far as, avoiding what looks to be serious injury for Alec Marsh. What I think has been remarkable for Kansas City overall from the start of the season to now, the number of games, even early in the season, that they've won with not getting a lot of offense. They've won 5 games so far this season, 5 of their 15. It's a third of their wins when the Royals' offense have scored 3 or fewer runs. They've won 5 of those games. And so that tells you that pitching has been really good. Starting pitching has been really good for the most part overall. I think that looking back at the last couple of games, the bullpen has started to come along. James MacArthur looks like he might be the real deal for them closing games. And so I think that you mentioned, I think you said the words, the Royals are settling in. And I think that that probably, has something to do with it. And they needed over the last couple of days some kind of slump buster. And they got it. Bobby Witt Jr. played great last night. That's what he's there for. He's there to, you know, get the team out of funks, and he was able to make that happen last night. And so another good win. They've got this chance to take the series. And we've talked about over the last several days is how important this stretch of baseball is for Kansas City. If they can take 3 of 4 from Toronto after losing the opening game and then, you know, losing against the Orioles in a couple of the games last weekend, that's going to be really essential.
I think you bring up an interesting point with Bobby Witt Jr., and I agree with you. One of the big, I think, evolutions in his game, you know, late last year and into this year has been what you said there. Like, really shouldering the load single-handedly, you know, and I know it's not single-handedly, and you can't really do that in baseball, but that part of the evolution of his stardom is taking shape, where he is, you know, he just feels like he's going to fix it. Like, whatever it is, he'll fix it, whether it's incredible defensive plays, whether it's stealing bases, all of it. He's doing that now. Like, he is taking that next step. And that's big for, you know, for a team that's not going to have the depth, and the Royals aren't going to have the depth in the lineup that a lot of their peers are going to have. That's pretty important. And then the bullpen. Quatraro. Man, I don't know how much heat he got last year. I gave him some because the team wasn't getting better, but it wasn't really about him as much as it was about how do you stick with something when it was bad and got worse. But I think he deserves a ton of credit this year. It's not easy sometimes for managers to shake up what they've laid out in their planning early in a season, but he has totally reshaped the way he's thought about his bullpen, and it's working. He's pushing the right buttons. And I think, you know, the pitchers deserve the most credit for that. But getting these guys and being able to abandon the preseason playing quickly, I think he does deserve credit for that.
Yeah.
And this bullpen could be, you know, like we keep saying, like, it just needs to be not the worst in baseball. What if it does become an asset? You know, like, what if they're able to add to it at the deadline, maybe, or maybe they just have enough and it becomes an asset now?
I think that that's, I mean, that, yeah, I think that that's a realistic possibility.
Pretty big dang deal.
It's a realistic possibility. And, you know, I know that you look at the final stat lines from last night, and Zerpa didn't have a great outing, but in his defense, he didn't know he was going out there to pitch until Alec Marsh had to leave the game, you know?
Right.
So that wasn't
right.
Part of the Royals' plan. But in the last two nights, in both of these wins against Toronto, it's been Schreiber, it's been Stratton, it's been MacArthur. And I think that it's, to your point, really tempting for managers when you've got bigger name relievers, regardless of how dominant people think they are, they're names that people recognize, and when they're acquired in the offseason to bolster a bullpen like Will Smith and Nick Anderson, they're names that have been around for a while, people know them, it's really tempting to just continue to want to lean on them in high leverage situations. And when it's not working, just continue to go back to it and go back to it again. And they're going to work their way through it, and they're going to keep it. But then in the process, the team's losing games and they're blowing saves and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It takes a lot of guts, I think, to be able to say, look, this is not working. It's early on. We've got a great season going so far. We want to keep it going. So we need to be flexible and open to making changes and moving away from maybe the players that, you know, people know to the players that are actually going to be the most effective. And in this case, it's the bullpen, and it's guys like MacArthur, and it's guys like Schreiber, and it's been Stratton lately.
And these are guys with experience in some ways. I don't want to overthink the bullpen. Right. They're hot right now, too. It's going to take a long time for us, just like the rotation. I mean, we want to love the rotation. It's been hot out of the gates. It's coming back to earth a little bit. The bullpen is hot right now. Like, what is the happy medium between what we saw out of the bullpen early and what we're seeing now? I think I'm pretty optimistic that it could be good. Right. Bullpens are weird. Bullpens are really weird. I feel better in this series. I do. I still want to see these next 2 weeks. And it's so great to see. It's so great to see Bobby Witt Jr. and his continued evolution, and to give the Royals this banner carrier for the organization, knowing that they signed him long term. You've got the face of your franchise. you know, and Salvador Perez has worn that hat well, very well, in fact, and he's going nowhere. But you've got a star in Bobby Witt Jr., and he's playing like a star, and he's picking them up in every way that he possibly can. And he does it in all the different phases of the game, and that's awesome. So today, you've got Cole Reagans. Cole Reagans needs a bounce-back game in a real bad way. Cole Reagans, you know, a lot rides on him for the future of this franchise, but for this season, too. And his, well, his last outing was absolutely dreadful. But two out of his last three haven't been great. You remember, like, he pitched well against the Mets in the game that they lost. But against the Astros, he gave up 10 hits. 10 hits in that game against the Astros in five innings. So he needs to start missing some bats here again. And just totally erase the Baltimore game, because the Baltimore game was an absolute disaster, one of his worst ever. And you got a chance here today to come back, to get back on track and do that. They're going up against, who's pitching for the Jays? Oh, well, Berríos, one of the best in the game, certainly the best, you know, one of the best this season. He has been lights out this season. He has given up, he hadn't given up a run, an earned run in his last three starts. So you're looking at almost 20 innings here it's been since he's given up a run. And in those 20 innings, he's only given up 11 hits. So, you know, he is as good right now as there is in baseball. And he is killing it. That's who the Royals go up against today. But they've got their ace on the mound, or at least who they think is their ace, in Cole Reagans. So that's kind of what you want, right? Like, you're at least going to split the series. You can sort of let it all hang out today if you're the Royals. Go after Berríos. Get after it. Know that probably you're going to need good innings out of your bullpen. If, you know, if Reagans pitches well and Berríos pitches well, it may get into a bullpen game. And, you know, at the end of the game, we'll see what happens. But catch lightning in a bottle a little bit. But again, when you're going up against a guy who hadn't allowed a run in the last three outings over 20 innings, good luck. We'll see what the Royals can do. That game gets underway. The coverage of it begins at 1 o'clock right here on KFH. So be sure to listen in. We'll be back tomorrow to react to it and look back at that series just a little bit. You hey, congratulations to Mark. Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
What I found interesting about the Royals over the last couple of days is that it wasn't 2 weeks ago that you guys started talking trade deadline and started talking about how important getting the bullpen better was going to be, and the bullpen started to look better almost immediately after you guys talked about that.
Well, right out of the gates, it was all about get Will Smith out of the closer's role. That's not what he's going to do. If he's going to be able to help, it won't be as that. And I understand, like, why they maybe wanted to try doing that early, but no, that was never going to be it for this team. Then, Jad, it's interesting because they reshuffled and it's working. I still do think, though, you can never have enough in the bullpen.
Well, that's something that you said before, too, is that that's something every team wants all the time.
But,
yeah.
But I will say, though, like, if you're solid at the back end, it's much less expensive to go get, you know, like a handy reliever versus somebody you need to send out there in the, you know, the eighth or the ninth inning. And if they don't need that, they won't have to spend as much. I think there's a moderate chance there by the time if this settling of things in the bullpen continues at the clip, and it's far too early to know if it will, there's a pretty good chance they'd have a bigger need for a bat in the lineup than they would that. The hope is you don't need anything in the rotation, right? Because right now, with what we've seen, there's nobody in the rotation you'd want to push out necessarily of the rotation. Now, injuries have crushed across baseball this year, so that can always change. But boy, if you don't have to go after starting pitching, and maybe you don't have to go in and after back into the bullpen, now they become better players for bats. And the thing about trading for bats, I think, for Kansas City, is they could probably target guys you could use a little longer, right? Like, maybe there's a, you know, you're not going after Juan Soto, but maybe there's a guy with 2-3 years left on his contract or has some arbitration years that fits into your budget long term. Maybe they could identify that type of thing instead of a rental. The possibilities open up if their bullpen's good, because it'll take the urgency off having to do everything you can to solve a bullpen. But it's been good lately, and they got a big challenge today with Berríos trying to take 3 out of 4 against Toronto. We'll come back. More Sports Daily. Congratulations to Mark for winning the HTO, free iced tea, free coffee.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We appreciate you listening, Mark, and everybody listening. You'll have another opportunity tomorrow. Stick around. More Sports Daily coming right up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.